You're listening to Undercurrents on Radio 1190. It's 6:35. On July 10th, Boulder's Pearl Street Mall played host to one of Boulder's most interesting traditions, the Big Wheel Rally. Undercurrents reporter Ben Roberts was on hand to see the festivities.
Every weekend, Boulder Pearl Street Mall is awash with drinking, dancing, and debauchery. People wander around on dates, watching street performers, listening to musicians, and enjoying the Boulder nightlife that can only be found there. But the mall only experiences its full thoroughfare once or twice a year. On that night, plastic meets pavement in one of the most original displays that Boulder has to offer. On that night, the Big Wheel Rally rolls across brick-topped walkway, a blinking, jingling rumble of naive childhood memory and Hell's Angel sensibilities.
What's going on?
Big Wheel Rally.
The Big Wheel Rally.
Of course! What was I thinking?
Well,
10 o'clock, we do our shot and we ride!
Though it sounds like every other bar in town, the West End Tavern is special. It hosts the start of the semi-annual Matt Armbruster Memorial Big Wheel Rally, as it has every year since the first in 1991. This July marked the 23rd Big Wheel Rally, and nearly 40 participants appeared, with pit crews and hangers-on, to take the inaugural Statue of Liberty shot.
Welcome one and all to the 2004 23rd almost annual Matt Armbruster Memorial Big Wheel Rally! Here's how you do a Statue of Liberty! Get your fingers good and wet!
The smell of singed fingertips hung in the air near the entrance of the West End Tavern. The collective heartbeat of the riders thumped wildly as they lined up to ride across the bar's floor and leap out the door, pedaling their plastic trikes to glory. With each crunch of another big wheel through the small doorway, the crowd let up a cheer. But not everyone was brave enough to speed through the air onto the waiting sidewalk, and the crowd let them know how they felt about that. But there's far more allure to the Big Wheel Rally than just a leap of faith from the doorstep of the West End Tavern. Riders parade from bar to bar, showing off odd hair and costumes, and even going so far as to use entire personas, from Barbie to Safety Tape Man. An entire pantheon of characters rode in this year's rally. One rallier even went as Speedo Racer, dressed only in a Speedo and a jester hat. Steve Z, a two-time Big Wheel Rallier, came in an 80s-style workout getup, complete with pink tank top and Ramones wig.
It's from that era, except I'm not sure. I kind of call it my big country costume. Like, whenever I wear this, I start singing, "In a big country, dreams stay with you."
The costumes are outrageous, but the true highlight of the night isn't found in the clothing. Steve Z said it was found on the road.
The main event is power slides. Everyone loves the power slides. They see you riding down the street and they say, "Oh, that's pretty cool, big wheel." But then when you whip out the 360 spin, clapping, cheering ensues.
Some riders have taken extreme big wheeling to a whole new level outside the rally itself. Mike Benzi built a ramp at his house with a couple of his cohorts and started jumping their modified big wheels.
We actually kept doing it during last year and we turned it into jumping. Well, we jump in our street in front yard, so we've gotten up to what?
We built a launch ramp and a landing ramp that we can just separate and move apart and make the gap bigger. And we just kept going bigger and bigger, and now it's like, I don't know, the record's like 15 feet. But we'll do that in front of Mike's street there in Denver.
The normal plastic big wheels aren't made for adults, especially when 180-pound men plan to jump 15 feet on them. Every spring, Captain Obvious, head of the Big Wheel Rally, hosts a modification party where axles are reinforced, tires swapped out, and everything from higher handlebars to My Little Pony accessories are added. Thomas Owens rode a modified green machine, but it was his mechanic, Wolf, who did the hard part.
Well, you see, I was his engineer. We came up with the idea. You know, I showed him on the masking and taping to get the paint job down. We had to modify the brake setup a little bit, as well as reinforce a few things. Eventually, we plan on, right now, we've got the headlight clip mounted on with some joist tape, and that's going to be cool, but when we're finally done, it'll have a brake light that's actuated by the handbrake, and it'll have working tail light, working turn signals, everything.
With 23 big wheel rallies now under his belt, Captain Obvious shows no signs of slowing down, at least not below the 14 miles per hour his modified big wheel can get up to. Each year brings new surprises to the captain, which keeps him coming back for more.
You know, every single big wheel rally is different. Every one of them, there's something just unbelievable that happens throughout the night. One of the most memorable was the very first one with the cops. One cop standing on the sidewalk just looking at us, shaking his head, yelling, "Get out of the street! Get out of the street!" There goes one down. Ride her down! Ride her down!
No sport is without risk, and the big wheel rally is no exception. There's always the off chance that someone flips over. So next summer, if you're wandering the Pearl Street Mall and you hear a distant rumble approaching, watch your step. But don't worry. It's only the big wheel rally. For Undercurrents, this is Ben Roberts.
You're listening to Undercurrents on Radio 1190. It's 6:41. This year marked the 23rd Big Wheel Rally. For more information on how to get involved, visit bigwheelrally.com or call 888-252-6379.